Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lacaparra Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing the report this morning with Paul Ramo at his usual position at the control panel. We're going to start things off talking to Dr. Brent Hacker. He's working today, but Paul was able to interview him yesterday, and we can play that tape. But he's working, and he had lots of events already this week, and we'll take this break and come back and find out how they did.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more, awards, and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Lacaparra Valley, Dawson Boyd girls tennis with head coach Brent Hacker. And coach, you had a really busy week this week.
We played a lot of tennis this week. We hit the ground running on Monday. We were down in Redwood. We played Redwood and Montevideo there. We turned around. We had Tuesday was that horrible heat, so we were inside for a day, which never much fun. And we had one day of practice, and we played a triangular on Thursday, and we also played another one on Friday. So we've got six matches under our belt this week.
So school hasn't even started yet.
No, we've got nine matches done already, and school starts Monday. So yeah. Right.
All right. Well, fill us in.
Yeah. So we were down in Redwood on Monday. We ended up lining up against Redwood and Montevideo. We ended up pulling out a win against Montevideo. It was very close, though, and probably could have gone either way. We won that match 4-3. We ended up picking up wins at 3 and 4 singles with Sadie Hacker and Elsie Wiebe, and then 1 and 2 doubles with one doubles being Gertie Sieg and Taylin Jorgensen, and then 2 doubles being Maya Virgie and Alexis Olsen. We had Hannah Oye playing 1 singles, Kayla Jan playing 2 singles, and Val Piotr and Jordan Johnson playing her 3 doubles position. Cameron Olsen and Brianna Borstad, a couple JV players, came along kind of as our fourth doubles as an exhibition team, and did well, you know, had a chance to play down there as well. So, but we pulled out some close ones there. You know, I'm sure we'll probably get a chance to play Monty again this season. We usually see him twice. So we've got some things to work on, but hopefully, you know, we'll be able to post a win then at that point as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we lined up against Redwood, and Redwood beat us 7-0. We had some close ones, but we couldn't get anything to really go our direction. You know, but lineup was the same that I just mentioned, but up and down the line, Redwood took the points from us. So, you know, give them credit. You know, and we're seeing a lot of teams that have seniors, and Redwood was one of them, and no excuses, but, you know, they played 7 seniors out of their 10 positions on varsity, and we have 1, and experience and time on the court matters. So, you know, good for them. I'm sure they'll probably have a solid season, and then they'll have to deal with losing all those folks next year. So that might be our time. So,
yeah, you only have 1 senior, right?
We have 1 senior this year. That's Taylin Jorgensen out of Dawson. So, Okay. Yep, she plays our 1 doubles team.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
Yeah. All right. And then, you know, we were over to Monty. So because of our court condition, we really aren't able to host 2 different schools for a triangular situation.
Okay.
So Montevideo was nice enough to let us share their high school courts over there. So we lined up against Pipestone and against Laverne. And those are sections teams for us, not – conference, but section teams, and we ended up losing 5-2 to both of those teams. Again, you know, I know I'm biased as the coach, but, you know, we had some very close matches. For instance, we'll just go over the Laverne match. If you don't mind, Hannah Oy played one for us. She lost in a three-setter. Kayla Jan played two singles, and she won 6-2, 6-2. Sadie Hacker played three singles, and she ended up winning in a tiebreaker with three sets. Elsie Wiebe lost 6-3, 6-3. At one doubles, Taylin Jorgensen and Gertie Sieg lost 6-1, 6-2. And then Maya Vergie and Alexis Olsen got to a tiebreaker, but couldn't pull it out their direction. We ended up losing that 1-6, 6-4 to 10-4. And then Valerie Piatter and Jordan Johnson played our third dubs, lost 6-2, 6-3. So, I mean, we've got a lot of new people playing all of our positions this year, and we've got a lot of young people stepping up, doing some, you know, moving into their varsity, first time on varsity. So we're seeing a lot of change. You get nine matches in, that's a lot of opportunity to learn, a lot of opportunity to improve. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what our gals are doing. So, you know, up and down the lineup, they're doing a nice job with that. Mm-hmm. You know, especially we were over on Friday playing over in Marshall, and we lined up against Milbank and Marshall over there. And I think we ended up losing to Marshall 5-2. But probably have one of our better matches of the season, you know, and you don't necessarily always look at the score for whether you played well or not, right?
Yeah.
So Hannah Oy played one singles for us, and you know, I'll just maybe chat a little bit about the players. I mean, Hannah's a junior. She moved up from three singles last year. So she's in a tough spot. I mean, she knows that every time she gets on the court, she's going to see the best player from that other team at one singles. And she's got her work cut out for her. So, you know, she's going to take her lumps because there's a lot to learn between going from three singles up to one singles. There's a lot of skills. There's a lot of technique, a lot of strategy that you don't use in three singles that you're going to do at that higher level. So she does a nice job there, and she's picking things up and learning as we go. Kayla Jan's also kind of in the same boat, you know, at our two singles position. She played our one dubs last year. So she and Claire Lowry had gotten to state as doubles. She's over in two singles this year and, you know, and doing a good job cleaning up her game, working on strategy, understanding that points are going to come quickly like they do in doubles. Yep. Usually three, four shots in doubles, a lot of times the point's over. Singles, you got to grind it out. A lot more legwork, a lot more time on court, possibly. So she's been having some long matches, but she's doing well. And Sadie Hacker at three singles, Elsie Wiebe at four singles. You know, Sadie played four singles last year. Elsie played three doubles. So, you know, moving up and helping us out there. Versus Marshall, I'll just go through the scores quick.
From Friday.
So versus Marshall, we lost 5-2, like I mentioned. Hannah Oy lost 6-4, 6-3. Kayla Jan pulled out a nice win, 2-6, 6-2, 10-8, her direction. Sadie Hacker lost 6-0, 6-2. Elsie Wiebe at four singles lost 6-3, 6-1. Taylin Jorgensen and Gertie Sieg played one dubs, and that's kind of been their position so far for us. But they definitely had one of their better matches of the season. They both are hitting the ball with a lot more pace. They're doing a nice job with direction and really cleaning up their doubles. I mean, doubles is a pretty complicated game. It moves fast, and you got to know where to be and what to do. Mm-hmm. They lost 7-5, 6-4. I think it could have gone either way. And after the match, they're asking if we get to play them again because they'd like another shot at them, of course. But unfortunately, we only see Marshall once a year, so that's not going to happen. And they're not a conference or section team, so no chance of seeing them later. Maya Vergie and Alexis Olsen played two doubles. Did a nice job, again, with a close match, 7-5 in the first set, and just kind of locked down a little bit on that second set and cleaned things up, 6-3. Nice job posting a win there. And Val Piatter and Jordan Johnson, both gals who played a little bit of exhibition for us, but a lot of JV last year, playing three doubles, ended up losing that 6-0, 6-1. So even though we didn't post a win against Marshall, I think a lot of the positions, we played some of our best tennis of the year. Good. And that's really what you're looking for, right? Just keep growing.
Yeah.
Make sure you're continuing to improve match to match. So Milbank was kind enough to drive all the way over to Marshall and play over there with us. We usually host the two teams, but like I said, couldn't do that. So Marshall was very kind. Alex Klepp is the coach over there, great guy. Was very helpful about hosting everything for us.
Good.
We ended up picking up a 6-1 win against Milbank. Hannah Oy lost a tough one at 6-2, 6-2 at one singles. But the rest of our positions, Kayla Jan, Sadie Hacker, and Elsie Wiebe at one at the singles positions all posted wins. And then Taylan Jorgensen, Gertie Sieg won doubles. Alexis Olson, Maya Virgie, two doubles. And Jordan Johnson, Val Piotr, three doubles, all picked up some wins there as well. And the nice thing we were able to do yesterday on over in Marshall is we brought our whole JV team with. So everybody got to play. So I'm just going to go through the JV games really quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we got time.
Yeah, they all got to. They all got matches against Milbank and against Marshall, and that was their first match of the year. So for some of those kids, first time they've ever played a match. They have eight of them over there.
Oh wow!
Yeah, okay. So it was really nice to get matches on and get them off pretty quick. We had a lot of people playing at once. So playing, down in Marshall, Kenna McTye, she's a ninth grader. Macy Moen, a 10th grader. Brianna Borsted, ninth grade. Reese Kuzman, eighth grader. Cameron Olson, eighth grader. Laura Schreier, an eighth grader. Vanessa Piotr, eighth grader. Greta Hacker, a seventh grader. And Taylan Cam, a seventh grader. All were able to get down there and play some doubles or singles and just get out in the courts and enjoy the day. So, So that was our week.
Yeah, that was it's a been busy a whirlwind. Week.
Yeah, it's been. I think the kids on the bus today had no interest in chatting or talking to me. They didn't want to talk tennis anymore. I think they'd had enough for the week. Yep. So
I was over in Montevideo, stopped by a little bit there, and talked with the former coach Barry Brace. We're talking about the Montevideo tennis court. So
yeah.
I didn't notice it, but they have, kind of have a crown on there, so the water runs off. It's really nice.
Yeah, they are definitely. So if you're playing on the ends, you're kind of at a little slant, but you don't really notice it that much until you back up and take a look at the whole thing, like you mentioned.
And the Lock Brawl Dawson Boyd girls tennis team, and a lot of parents and grandparents come to all the meets.
We've got,
good crew.
Yes, we've got an excellent support team. The parents are super about being there and supporting the team and the kids out there. They're just very respectful, and I'm very thankful. We've got that there for the kids. And Austin Ireland, I just want, the JV coach who was at Marshall on Friday as well, just does an excellent job. So really thankful that he's back and we're able to coach again for another year.
Okay. All right. Well, what do we got coming up this week then?
Yeah, so school starts for the kids. Close. So I think that's part of the reason.
Half over.
Yeah, you're exactly. We've got nine more matches, nine done and nine to go. You're exactly right. Okay. On Tuesday we head up to Melrose. Okay. So it's a little bit of a trip for us.
Yep.
And then on Thursday we play YME, and it's a little bit uncertain whether that's going to be a home match or not. We'll have to check the courts and make sure the other coach is okay with that. So we'll see where we're at, but we got matches Tuesday, Thursday. And then JV is playing, I believe it's over in Montevideo on Tuesday as well. So they've got some action next week too.
All right, so a couple matches next week.
Yeah, a couple of matches. It's kind of Tuesdays, Thursdays, really pretty much the most of the season now.
Okay, good.
Yep.
And outside of the hot weather earlier in the week, you've had pretty good weather to play tennis.
Can't complain. I think we've had maybe one rainout day, which, I know around here we'd like some rain, for tennis it's not too convenient. But no, it's been really good. So can't complain about that at all.
All right. Yep. All right, real good. Dr. Acker, thanks for stopping in and talking about the tennis team. Good luck this week.
Yeah, thanks much. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's head coach Dr. Brent Hacker of the Lac La Parole Valley Dawson Boy Girls Tennis Team. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.
You'll find quality meat for your family's table at the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. Stop by right downtown or give them a call, 320-769-2238. The Country Butcher will accept credit cards, checks, EBT, SNAP, and cash. This week, get 10% off fresh ribeyes, pickled eggs, and gizzards. Store hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Sunday by appointment. The Country Butcher will deliver fresh-cut and frozen products free of charge during the city's infrastructure project. Call between 10 and noon each day for delivery that day or evening. The retail store will remain open and will cut fresh steaks and chops and have fresh ground beef on hand. That's the Country Butcher in Dawson. They're a cut above the rest.
Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, would like to remind our listeners it's that time of the year once again. Summer is winding down, and as the temperature cools, children all over the United States return to school. The back-to-school season affects entire communities, not just families with kids. There are things that everyone needs to be aware of as school begins. Many children need to have their vaccinations updated. Parents need to be aware of the stress that going back to school brings, not only to students, but also to themselves. With more children around, community members need to be aware of traffic changes and road safety. This back-to-school safety message brought to you by your friends at Erickson Chevrolet. See them for a great lineup of new and used vehicles.
A 90th birthday open house celebration for Tiny Engebretson will be held today. That'll be going on from 2 to 5 over at the Marietta Legion, so get on over there and help Tiny celebrate 90 years. St. Joseph's Catholic Church of Rosen having their annual bazaar and raffle on Sunday this weekend. Roast beef commercial dinner will be served. There will be outdoor games and activities, a big raffle going on, fun for the whole family. So come on over to St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Rosen for their annual bazaar and raffle on Sunday.
And we want to add, today, the Camby FFA is having a fundraiser at the K&M Auto Wash in Camby. And it's going to go from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. today. That and their donation will get you a free auto wash. So head on over to Camby and support the Camby FFA and their car wash fundraiser today from 9 to 1.
Today, the 26th day of August, we say happy birthday to Q92's Dick Newman, Denise Fitzpatrick, Caitlin Halderson, Paul Zarbach, Lauren Neldner. Happy birthday to Heidi Herzberg, Vicki Longhenry, Danielle Wager. And a happy anniversary on the 26th to Dave and Susie Fernholz, John and Darcy DeLean. On Sunday the 27th, happy birthday to John Witte, Terry Overlander in Dawson. And happy birthday to Kelly Keeman on Sunday, Rebecca Mortensen, Heather Wilding, Carissa Jan, Therese Fernholz. And a happy anniversary to Bob and Julie Ludvigson on the 27th. Hope you all have a great day.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here in the studio along with Dick Newman and John Sherb. And John, it's Dick's birthday today. Did you know that?
Did not know that. 37, right?
Happy birthday, Dick.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's just another day for us.
That's right. Another day in paradise.
At this point on this stage. Well, John Sherb is here to introduce his team. Well, welcome back, John.
Well, it just hasn't been here. We've been back not long ago, have we? Just keep moving. Yeah, we've got about 40 kids out this year. Nice numbers to work with. Got a good variety of kids of older and younger, so that's always good. All our seniors are out. Grace Vosick, Charlie Will, Eli Hagelin, James Weber, Joseph Felton, and Blake Thompson, and Abigail Alonzo. And Blake and Abby's first year ever running cross-country as a senior, which is pretty gutsy if you ask me. That's pretty nice when you're a senior. You don't see many seniors will go out for a sport like that. And, you know, it's not easy either, jumping that running base and everything else. So they both are out, so that'll be nice to see how they, and they've come a long ways. They're working into it really, really nice in the program. Mm-hmm. Juniors, Reese Oxendorf, Taylor Wood, Cade Solem, Brendan Sherb, Taden Clark, excuse me, Baxter Calloff, Gavin Carl, Luke Stock, Daytona Bissett. Sophomores, Micaiah Poost, Landon Keeman, Hudson Giese, Porter Peterson, Ella Stock, Alyssa Swinsky, let's see what I got here, Brody Nelson, Morgan Anderson. Freshmen, Chloe Glegge, Shea Bothan, Quinn Larson, Harper Grunholz, Emma Johnson, Annika Lalem, Madison Lee, Sadie Rosendahl. Eighth graders, Tegan Conroy, Aiden Bond, Brooklyn Shelsted. Seventh graders, Celeste Jenkins, Bryn Glegge, Max Bothan, Matthew Bothan, Aaron Will, and Tanila, excuse me, Hersham. So that's my girl. That's all the kids. I got a really nice bunch of kids.
Yeah, and when school starts in a week or so, if you want to come out, get your physical and the papers done, come on out.
Yeah, we'll usually pick up one or two kids that first week. That's kind of, we're hoping that, you know, if there's some kids that we're gone, we're not sure, and they're always welcome out. That's what we're going to hopefully maybe pick up another one or two or more. So,
well, I think school starts in another week, but by that time you'll have two events already.
Yeah, school start Monday, and we'll have our first meet Monday. So we start school Monday, so we'll turn around. Which can be
The 28th. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not that big fan of Monday events just because over the weekend, you know, things go wrong or whatever else. It's always a lot of stuff piles on the plate. But, you know, it is what it is. It's nice. It's first meet of the season. So we're going to, on Monday, we'll go up to Morris, and that'll be the first day of school. So that'll be kind of that nice balance, a little later of a start. So that'll kind of work into well with Monday. And then Thursday will be in Appleton. So it'll be a good week. You know, we've had practice last week really, really was not beneficial for us with the heat that came in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Thought the kids handled it well. We got them. A lot of the kids ran in the morning on their own before it got sticky and stale in the afternoon. Then I pool worked them, which they were shot when we got done pool workouts. So I was able to do good pool workouts Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So they were able to get, I know Tuesday's practice, we had an hour and 10 minutes of swimming straight, where we were doing a lot of things, and they were a lot of kids very tired. They're like going, are we done? they think swimming's not that difficult, but we pushed them through a lot of things, and we had a lot of hard quality workouts on that. And there was, you know, kids cramping up a little because you're working so many more muscles and movements, and they were sore and stiff the next day. So we got lucky, but that, you know, you can't mimic running and swimming. That's the only bad thing about it. So, you know, we had a good first week of practice. Then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday kind of put us backwards. We got back into a little bit of some running. Then Friday, we went back up tempo, and we could tell we were not as sharp Friday just because of that pressing yourself outside, getting that heart rate up, getting that breathing up, really, really attacking. And so, you know, we didn't look as sharp that way. But again, I think you just was kind of like, you know, you haven't rode a bike in a long time, get back on that bike and start riding a little bit. It took a little bit, a lot of that rust off, but I think we still got through and did a very good job that week.
I know, you also, during the summer, take a group of cross-country runners up to Duluth, and that's a great place to go, and they're very accommodating to you.
Yes, they are. We rent a house up there for the 5 days. We go up Monday and come back Friday, and they really, you know, they'll serve everybody of our crew breakfast in the morning. We've got the opportunity. We can use their kitchen. We can have grill. They've got activities outside, inside. I know they got pool table, foosball table in the basement. They also have a theater in the basement. So it's good, and it's a great chance to get these kids bond a little bit, understand sure. a little bit. And that's kind of the other thing, because especially on the girls' side really needs it, because we had two very quality seniors in that front side of our front. You know, we had three girls we had lost, but two of them were pretty much those stellar ones in the front side, been our one or two runners all year throughout their career. And now you don't have that. And that's what we're asking kids that maybe are ninth graders, juniors, sophomores, even eighth graders that aren't used to, they've been always had someone underneath their wing. So that's kind of the question mark on our girls, is finding out how we're going to get that role, to accept that role, to work together. Because I thought our girls worked really well throughout the season and really grew together. Now we got kind of a little speed bump in there to figure out, okay, who can we all accept each other, work off each other without stepping on anybody's toes? And so that's the whole thing. And, you know, I thought Taylor and Annika were pretty straightforward with it. Yeah, and they kept the kids in that focus and had fun. But they also, everybody realized, hey, just get out and work and run to the best you can, and what happens, happens. And just, you know, support your team and try to build as we go. And yeah, the boys, we've got some good leadership on that. Boys, we got someone's, I think, that will be fine because they've been around and they've been in that. And just, it's nice. It's just, when you're rotating girls, a little bit different because they move into that system a little earlier than you traditionally with boys.
And I know you really have a good relationship with the owner of that facility, because as time goes on, prices go up, but they're going to keep the same price for you. And that's pretty nice on their part.
Really, that's really nice for us, because we're, you know, he always says you guys are one of the better crews, our best crews to come in, because you – very, you know, courteous. You know, again, I expect a lot of things out of kids. I don't, you know, they listen, and you know, things are put away, everything is, you know, is taken care of, nicely cleaning up. You know, same thing when we out there playing volleyball outs on the backside or playing cornhole, things are done, everything's put away, yep. There's nothing left around. And that's in the courteous and understand, that's what, again, I expect of these kids up there. And he treats us very, very well. We're able to get on the roads and do a lot of stuff. But it's always neat, because he'll always come out with it. He'll come out with a chef hat on, everything else in the morning, breakfast, and have breakfast served. And he makes a nice variety with that. And Amy and I, you know, again, Amy does a lot of work with that. Amy Stitt, who does a lot of the itinerary for me, it makes my job a lot easier. But, you know, she has really done an exceptional job with that, and she doesn't get a lot of recognition for it, but she helps a ton with getting that situated. And I can kind of mold where we want to go, what we're doing, you know, as we get the itinerary set, and it's great. And I think the kids really, really enjoy it, to go up there for 5 days and get the experience.
Well, it's an honor for them to be invited. You don't take 40 kids, but probably half that number or somewhere
in
between.
18 kids we'll take up there. And see, the one year we went up there, we took 32 kids up there. That was a chore. We rented hotel rooms, and we did that. That was a chore, because we had four vehicles up there. It was funny. It was had four black vans, and all it was just like caravan. Four vans where everybody was just like, "Would you see the four?" They'd go, but that was very, very good with doing it. But then now with this, we had to move it down for the house, and still, it's good to take those 18 kids up there. And so it's a great opportunity because you know you got to put some time into it. Like I tell the kids, you got to get some summer running in to be able to get in. You know, if we get short, we have room, different story. But most of the kids that are up there, we're full. We have some kids on the waiting list that want to go, so it works.
Yeah, well. Yeah. No, the word gets out, and they want to experience that week with their teammates. But, okay, a little different with cross country and track. A lot of the things, events that you have are multiple schools. I know you're in a conference and that, and you have a conference meet, but it's multiple schools. But what... teams seem to be the strongest in the conference, and then I guess you have to look at the postseason as well.
Yeah, you know, in the conference, it's been a long time since it's been in the conference. Either it's been Canby or us in the conference, and the boys and girls, and that it still will be. Girls, Canby girls are going to be tough. I believe they return everybody back that went to state last year, so they're going to be really, really solid. So that's going to be kind of chasing them and see if we can get close enough to be able to be in their time zone a little bit with that one. So that's what we're kind of going with on the girls. Boys, it's going to be, last year was a crapshoot. You know, the year before, it's always been a crapshoot with us and Canby on that boys' side. It's usually anywhere from 10 to 1 point separates the team score. So that one will be, we've got a nucleus, I think, can do it. But again, we're going to have to really, stay healthy and build off it. And that's what we got to do. And I think we can. It's just, again, I can only do so much. They've got to have a little belief and understanding how they work and everything else. So that'll be kind of the conference. The sections, it's going to be a little different because MCC has on the girls' side, has always been the kind of the front runner. When they got the Odegaard girls that came up, they were both.
That's Murray County Central.
Yep, and Murray County Central. Okay. The Odegaard girls, the girl was second in state, and her sister, the twins, and her sister, I think, was like, I don't know, 15th, 10th, somewhere in that, very, so that 1-2 punch was gone. Unfortunately, they graduated. I believe they went to Augie, I want to say. I think they're both running at Augie or Sioux Falls. I think it's Augie they went to. So they're gone. So that's going to kind of thin them out there. I know they had some talent coming up. Canby will be, who was second last year, I think Canby will probably be a front runner with Laverne on that. Redwoods girls returned pretty much everybody, and they were young last year. God, they were 7th and 8th graders on their team a lot last year, so they're going to be in the thick of things. And if our girls can find ourselves a little, I think we'll be in. I think also Mountain Lake.
Okay.
I think we'll be in also on their girls there in LA. So boys in the section, I'm thinking it's going to be Laverne, who's going to be in there on that bunch, is going to Redwood. They're both. I know Laverne did graduate one of their guys, but they seem to. Pete does a really good job down there, and he'll find someone to fill in that spot. They'll be in there. Our boys could be Canby boys. Will have enough depth. They'll be in that thick of things. It's still going to come down who's healthy and how well the packs and how well you handle the conditions. So that's kind of you look at. I know we were in that girls were 5th last year at the section. The boys were 7th. Didn't have our greatest race. We ran well in a lot of spots. So we'll have that. Last year too, Chloe Gliggy misqualified by state by one spot. Mm-hmm. So I think she looks sharp for us this year. Then also Gavin was 2 spots short from last year qualifying for state, and they both have had a very good summer. Both look very, very sharp, and just kind of hopefully build off that with those two on our front side for our girls. And then one person I did forget to mention will help us is Landon Keeman. Landon Keeman is a sophomore, will help us on the boys team because he came to the first meet at Morris and then was horsing around having fun and got thrown from his side by side, broke his collarbone.
Oh.
So then we didn't see him all year until the end of the season. So he looks sharp. I think he will help us down the road too. So that's kind of what I'm looking at the conference. And sections.
Okay, the section is where this year?
We get to host the sections back again. I haven't figured out how to drop that for the plate. It's another, it's fun to host. It's so much nicer to only travel 15 minutes to go to the meet instead of having to travel hour and a half or 2 hours. So there's some blessing with that, but the time and effort you're putting into it, it takes time. And I know that's what Zach, being our new AD, hopefully he'll, trying to take something off the plate. Tony did a good job taking things off my plate so I could focus on still coaching plus setting the course up. Now, hopefully, Zach will be able to pick up some of these things a little bit with doing that. So that will be the interesting. But we get to host a section meet. Again, good. We do it every other year. Laverne and us rotate.
Yep. North, south. Yeah.
Yep.
And when you introduced your team, you didn't talk about the coaching staff.
Oh, Jason Conover is my assistant. Okay. He's been doing this now for the last, 4 years now. Very good. Works well with the kids. Crazy at times. I know he did a 24-hour run. Yes. Then he went up and I think he did a 50-mile run up at Duluth. He likes to do some of those foolish stuff. Me, you give me a golf cart, I'll step along with it and help you out that way. I even made him bike if it's not too hilly, but I ain't going to run that far. This old body has got enough pain on the knees and legs. I'm going to stay out of that mess, well, but it's so good to the young.
You did your share when you were his age. So.
Yep. Yeah. But no, Jason does a very good job with that, and it's enjoyable with that, and he's able to relate with the younger kids and older and does a really good job of giving a different perspective than me. And like I always said, everybody loves the assistant coach better than the head coach. That's just the way it always is. Every sport it is, the head coach is the evil person, and the assistant coach is always, oh, we love the assistant coach because, again, there's less pressure to make the calls.
Yeah. Well, once again, let's review the up-and-coming week because that's the start of school and the start of the season for you.
Yep, Monday we'll be up at Morris at 5:30 at the golf course. It's on the road. It's like 3 miles southeast of Morris. It's
Morris and Benson.
Morris and Benson. It's on the north side of the road. Nice course there. We'll see a lot of teams. You know, there's usually about 15 teams there, and there are a lot of the north schools, you know, that we used to see in the West Central Conference will be there. So we'll see them. And that will be great races all the way around to kind of give a mix and a match there. And the nice thing is they have a 7th grade race, an 8th grade race, so you can kind of get that feel of that, and that will be good breaks for us. And then Thursday, we host our meet at Appleton. It's a 5 o'clock start. Then we'll start with a junior high on the front side. That I think we've got about 7 teams coming to that, so that will be kind of a nice atmosphere to kind of get us a little bit, race hard on Monday, get the stiffness out of it by Wednesday, then Thursday, and then crank up another one so we can kind of see where we're at. And then with Labor Day weekend, then we'll roll again the following week.
Sure, sure. Okay, well, anything else, John?
No, I think we're ready to roll.
Okay, John Sherb on Cross Country, and we got a treat for you now. We're going to have, we have a pairing situation with Montevideo with and Dawson Boyd and Lacaparo and girls swimming, and we're going to interview a couple swimmers after the break here.
Our orthopedic surgeons at Johns Memorial Health Services offer same-day surgeries with same-day outpatient convenience for a wide variety of procedures. These include small incision surgeries for knee, shoulder, ankle, or elbow, plus joint replacements for hip, knee, and shoulder. In most cases, have your surgery in the morning here in Dawson and return home to recover the same day. For a referral or to schedule an appointment at Johns Memorial Health Services, visit johnsonmemorialhealth.org.
Hughes Real Estate and Auction Service. Whether you are thinking about a conventional listing, live auction, or a sealed bid method of selling your property, Hughes Real Estate and Auction Service can do it all. They have locations in Montevideo and Granite Falls. Call them today for a no-hassle consultation at 320-815-0460 or check them out on the web at hughesrealestate.net. That's Hughes Real Estate and Auction Service. It's back to school time, and these back to school safety tips brought to you by your friends at the Greater Community Credit Union in Dawson. Plan a walking route to school. Choose the most direct way with the fewest street crossings, and if possible, with intersections that have crossing guards. Walk with your child beforehand, teaching your child never to talk to strangers. Be sure your child walks to and from school with a sibling, friend, or neighbor. Teach your kids, whether walking, biking, or riding, to obey all traffic signals. These back-to-school safety tips brought to you by the Greater Community Credit Union, Dawson. Universal Forest Products Mineota is a manufacturing company specializing in roof and floor trusses, walls, stairs, pre-cut lumber, pallets, crating, and all your industrial needs. Call now to inquire about career opportunities at 507-872-6178 and ask for HR. That's Universal Forest Products in Mineota. They are a proud supporter of Mineota Athletics.
Well, welcome back to the Culture Show. And as I mentioned, we're going to, nice surprise, have a couple young ladies here for that are swimmers in a paired situation. We're not a big enough school to have a swim team by ourselves, but it's nice to be able to do activity together. That you love. So.
Well, we it's like Team United Wrestling. Montevideo, Dawson Boyd, and Lacaparral Valley are combined, and they're combined in swimming, too. And I've asked a couple of the Lacaparral Valley girls to come in. Carly Kranz and Lily Kranz are in the studio. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Are you excited to be on the radio?
Yes.
Okay, maybe mention what grades you are in and then what events you're in.
I'm Carly, and I'm a senior this year. And I'm in, like, the 200 IM and 100 Butterfly are my main events.
I am a junior, and I'm usually in the 100 back or, like, 100 free.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, IM, to us that don't know swimming.
It's kind of just, like, all the strokes combined.
Okay.
In one, like, swim. So for the 200, a down and back is a 50, so you do a 50 of each stroke. So fly, back, breast, and free.
Wow.
In that order.
Okay. Yeah. And what's your favorite stroke?
Probably butterfly, even though it's harder.
And then you had an event yesterday already.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Our first meet of the season.
Okay. And what schools were there?
There's
six.
There were six other teams besides us. So there was like Sauk Center, Litchfield, Wilmer was there. Who else was there?
Was Marshall there?
Maybe Is Marshall.
New London and Spicer? Or?
I don't think so, but I think Morris Minnewaska was there too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
How many are on the swim team? Roughly girls and boys do the same season or no, they don't. Different, girls do the seasons. In the
fall
and the boys do in the spring then, right, Carly?
Winter, I think.
Winter. Yeah.
Winter sport. Yeah.
Well, Dick knows more about this than I do.
Well, I went to a big high school, so yeah. But so how many girls are on your team?
Between like 20 and 25 girls.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And another thing in swimming, you have diving as well.
Yes. How much divers are there? Six?
I think yesterday like four or five competed.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that different heights or just springboard or do you have higher heights or?
We just have the same height. A regular diving board kind of thing.
Okay. So.
I was out of the room when you said what events you were in.
Mm-hmm.
How many events can you be in during a swim meet?
So you can go up to four, but only two individuals. So you could do three relays and one individual or two individuals and two relays.
Okay, good.
And, yeah.
So what events are you in? I'm sorry, I missed that part.
Yeah.
The 200 IM and the 100 fly usually, and so then a couple of relays.
Okay, so the 200 is like a sprint.
Kind of, yeah.
Race, okay.
Yeah.
I'm usually in the 100 free and 100 back.
Okay. 100 backstroke?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's down, back, down, back, down, back.
Yes.
Four times.
Yes.
Okay. How long is a swimming pool? I don't even know. What is it?
25 yards.
25 yards one way.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it harder to swim that or run it?
A swim.
Yeah. 100% swim. Yeah.
What's the training like?
It's hard.
Brutal.
We do it. Right now we have our 2-hour practices and we do a lot of sets like sprints, distance.
Yeah.
And then when we do like start and turn work, a lot of us are happy because we get a little break. And then during school we get about like 2.5-hour practices in. So
yeah, we work on a lot of technique and distance and stuff like that.
And if I'm right, a big factor in all you place is on when you get to the end of the pool, your turn.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Can you explain that a little bit?
How do you practice that without getting hurt?
So there's flip turns and open turns. The flip turns come with a little more practice, but you kind of like realize your distance that you need to be away to like flip and then get there to the wall and push off pretty good.
Usually you can look at like the bottom of the pool and there's like a tee, so like you can do like one stroke and that's when you flip. So you can, like,
that's how you do that. You look down at the bottom of the pool.
Yeah. You get
And then open turns are easy. You just tap the wall and kind of push off a little bit. But
Who are your coaches?
We have Nick Patton, Brittany Zamora, and then Isaac Schreiner.
Yes.
Okay. How long have each of you been in swimming?
You're
a senior, Carly?
I am.
And Lily, you are a
junior.
Junior, okay.
Yeah. I've been in it since seventh grade.
Same.
Yeah.
On varsity in seventh grade, or do they have JV too? Or
they have JV too. I've been on varsity since eighth grade, and they usually have seventh and eighth graders JV. And then if you letter in get a letter time in seventh or eighth grade, you can get on varsity.
Yeah.
And kind of like track too, that there's certain times. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That qualify you for automatically for section tournament and maybe even for state tournament.
Yep.
So, and like we already mentioned, that very first one you qualified for the section tournament already.
Yeah.
So, but regardless of how the rest of your season goes, you know you will be in the section tournament, and then hopefully you can improve your times on that.
So anything, Lily, you said practices are brutal.
I didn't actually mean that, but they are quite difficult, but you'll get used to them the more you do them. So
well, if you think of swimming, I don't know a muscle in your body that you don't use when you're swimming.
You pretty much use all of it.
Yes.
Well, then Sherb, just talk about it. The cross-country team uses a swimming pool a lot, don't they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. What do you like about swimming, girls?
The team.
Yeah.
I love the team. We bond, like, after a hard set, we bond over it. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
You travel on a school bus then? Vans? Or
yeah, everyone has to ride on the bus to meets, and then their parents can take them home, but the bus is really fun. Like, people are either napping or just talking. And
well, and you can prepare for the meet.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You get to choose what events that you're in, or maybe if something comes up and they ask, one of the coaches asks you, hey, do you want to try this event for this meet or something?
Yeah.
Usually before a meet or like a couple days before, our coach will come up to us and be like, what do you want to swim or what do you want to like improve on? Mm-hmm. And we'll like tell him and then be like, okay, yeah, we can do that for you. So like if I wanted to swim the 50 free, I did that. Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I want to try it. And he's like, okay, deal. So he put me in it, and it went really good, better than I expected. So I want to keep doing it until I get better.
That's just down and back?
Yes.
So that's a fast. Yeah. What was your time on something like that?
What's the section cut for that?
A section cut is 29 flat.
29 something?
29 seconds.
Yes, my time was 33-something.
Okay, you're only four seconds off.
Yeah, which is a lot in swimming. You wouldn't think it is, but it is. But there's a lot of technique that goes into it, and yes, I believe that I can do it. It's just, I messing up my flip turns, messing up my dive. Like, there's a lot of things that go into it that can add those 4 seconds up.
Mm-hmm. Carly, what were your times? What events did you qualify for section again from last night in Wilmer, and what were your times on that?
I qualified in the 200 IM, and I think section time is like a 2 minutes and 46 seconds, and I got like a 2 minutes, 44 seconds. And then I qualified in the 100 butterfly, which is, I want to say a 116 to qualify for sections, and I got a 114.
So how did you do last year then? Did you make sections last year?
Yeah, I made it last year, but it was more like in mid-season.
Yeah, I'm like, weren't you towards the end of it?
Yeah, like I was end more mid-season. And the year before that, it was like the way at the end. And the year before that, it was like the last swim meet.
I remember
so
that.
I'm progressing a little bit.
So you qualify. You got it out of the way right away,
Yeah.
Now, your juniors and seniors, do you have pretty good numbers in the younger grades, or
we have a decent amount of people in the younger grades,
yeah,
okay. And they're all equally as good, like they're
I think our freshmen and sophomores, we have a lot in that, and they're pretty good. So that's good.
Good. So all your home meets are in Montevideo, yep. Right? And so what is your schedule? Did you go over that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is your schedule?
So we have a meet next week, which is an away meet in Morris. And then on September 5th is our first home meet, and it's against Litchfield. So that's exciting. Mm.
September what?
September 5th.
5th, okay.
Yeah.
So you do have, like, dual meets?
Yep. Okay. Yes. Usually we have dual meets throughout the season, and then sometimes we'll get, like, invites, and that will be a lot of teams.
That'll be on a weekend or something, or?
Like, yesterday, Friday, that was kind of an invite, yeah. So that was a lot of teams, and usually it's, like, on different days than our Tuesday and Thursday meets, so, like, Friday.
Okay.
Makes sense, yeah.
Carly and Lily, I went to one high school swim meet in my life. I'm sorry. I'll have to make it two, September 5th. And I remember I walked in the Montevideo swimming area, and I can't breathe in here. It's too hot. Is that the case? Every swim meet?
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, usually people take their papers and start fanning themselves. It's hard not to.
Try to breathe a little harder. I couldn't believe it. It's like that for practice, too?
Yeah, but the water's pretty cold. So
I guess we never feel it as much because the water is very cold.
Yeah.
What makes it so humid or so hot in there? What causes that, do you know?
Small area.
Yeah. Okay. I think they try not to have, like, air conditioning in there just so, because it's already cold in the water. When we get out, they want us freezing kind of thing.
But. All right. Awesome.
Well, it was a learning experience for us.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I know nothing about swimming, so I should learn a little more. So, right, girls?
Yes.
Maybe, are you sisters then? Or
we're cousins.
Yeah. Cousins. So, want to give credit to your parents then? Name your parents' names? So.
My parents are Steve and Lydia Kranz.
Okay.
And my mom is Shelly Kranz. Love you.
Okay. All right. So.
Yeah, do you have a good fan base following?
Yeah.
Students and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think a lot of parents get involved with and their families, so that's really nice. It's very nice.
When school starts at lunch or something, if you're having on the 5th, you could say, hey, if you're not doing anything, come and watch me swim.
Yes, so, of course.
Sure.
Come down.
All right. So their home meet is September 5th then. You said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's during the week, and what time does that start, like 5 o'clock or something?
Around 6, I think. Yeah. So it gets pretty late.
Okay,
but.
Because of other teams have to travel. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Maybe we can have you in again to wrap up the season or something sometime.
Absolutely.
And as long as Paul works here full-time, let him know some of the results of your activity and mm-hmm. keep us up to date on how you're doing. Okay?
Yeah, yep.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah, that's Carly Kranz and Lily Kranz. And who's a Dawson girl? Did we mention her?
Isabel Norman.
Isabel Norman. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for coming in, Carly and Lily.
Thank you.
With that, we'll take this break and finish out the culture show after this.
Mid-American Auction Company announces the Dave and Sue Lindquist Farm Retirement Auction. It'll be Tuesday, September 12th, starting at 10:30 a.m., located 6 miles south of Olivia on U.S. Highway 71, then 2/10 miles east. Watch for the Mid-American Auction signs. Family farm for over 100 years, excellent line of well-maintained, low-hour equipment. For a complete listing, check it out online at midamericanauctioninc.com or call 320-760-2979. Again, this is the Dave and Sue Lindquist Farm Retirement Sale, Tuesday, September 12th, 10:30 a.m. It's a live on-site auction with online bidding. Mid-American Auction Company handling the sale. Tired of fluctuating fuel prices during the heating season? Consider a more stable heating choice by going with Electric Heat. With rates for winter already locked in, Electric Heat gives people a steady choice for their heating needs. At Minnesota Valley, they'll show you how efficient and affordable Electric Heat can be. They sell and install electric heating systems and give a loan to members who install Electric Heat either through Minnesota Valley or a local contractor. Call Minnesota Valley REC for more information on Electric Heat at 1-800-247-5051 or 320-269-2163. This message brought to you by Minnesota Valley Cooperative Light and Power Association of Montevideo.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling Ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Hughes Real Estate and Auction Service. Whether you are thinking about a conventional listing, live auction, or a sealed bid method of selling your property, Hughes Real Estate and Auction Service can do it all. They have locations in Montevideo and Granite Falls. Call them today for a no-hassle consultation at 320-815-0460 or check them out on the web at HughesRealEstate.net. That's Hughes Real Estate and Auction Service.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Welcome back to the Culture Show. Well, with Monday school starting and already events, so I know Paul Ramo will be at a number of broadcasting events this week. Maybe let us know what days and what events, Paul, that you'll be doing.
Well, we're going to start football this week, Dick.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to start football Thursday. Dawson Boy Blackjacks travel to Tracy to open up their season. And then Friday night, the Lock Parle Valley Eagles, they hit the road too, and they will go to Slayton to take on Murray County Central.
But you already mentioned Monday, you're going to be
cross country. Yep.
So, yep. Three events to listen to. Starting times would be 5 and 5:30 for. Yep. For cross country, and then what is 7 o'clock kickoff?
7 o'clock kickoff for football. Yeah,
good.
So. Then the following week we'll start volleyball.
Okay, yeah. So
it'll be fun season. That's for sure.
Yes, and I know you enjoy doing all those sporting events, and I enjoy sometimes helping you in football, and then the wrestling with Danny Lee, and baseball with. You and myself. So,
yep.
Speaking of baseball, the
Minnesota Mud Hens.
Yeah, they're playing today against
El Rosa.
El Rosa, yeah.
So. At 4:30 in Litchfield.
Okay. Yep.
And you can hear my interview with manager Tyson Sonderberg on our podcast site, KOKPFM.com. Did a nice interview with Tyson there. So.
Okay.
And good luck to the Mud Hens.
That's right, Dumont. Got beat last weekend, and it's one and done. So once single elimination with all those teams in the Class C state tournament at Litchfield, Dassel, and Delano. Well, thanks. That wraps it up for the Culture Show. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning, and just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
Great music for Gary, Clear Lake, and Millbank, South Dakota on Q92 KLQPF.